There is
Spider-Man.
What?
I was just, before you hit this, the play button, I was just thinking about how I really want to see the new Spider-Man movie.
I do too. The new Spider-Man movie.
And also how I really don't want to see the new Transformers movie.
I didn't want to see the last Transformers movie. And what kills me about the new Transformers movie is, God, what's his name in it?
Mark Wahlberg.
He was in the last one.
He was. But this is the thing. I didn't mind the last one because I kind of liked Mark Wahlberg's character because I was sick of Shia LaBeouf.
Does Shia LaBeouf come back in this one?
No. It's still Mark.
Megan Fox Mark come Hamill. Back in this one?
No, Megan Fox has been out of it since, like, I think the third one or fourth one. They got rid of her because he hated her. Michael Bay hated her. Fucking asshole. But anyway.
Who's an asshole? Her or Michael Bay?
I don't know. I never really have looked into that whole situation.
I feel like Michael Bay has a very, very specific vision.
He has a horrible vision. Why did they let him direct Transformers? And also this...
Or Ninja Turtles.
This
anything with Hasbro, Playmates... No, Playmates. It's two different companies. It's just the cool toys.
Yeah, the cool things that are nostalgic and retro and stuff. I'm glad he didn't do Power Rangers, which I finally watched and I loved. Yeah. And I saw the nostalgia.
But it was still Michael Bay-ish.
It was Michael Bay. I mean...
Was fucking...
Also, you never told me that the Blue Ranger was black...
And the Black Ranger was blue.
No, you told me that, and I knew that ahead of time, but you never told me that the Blue Ranger was on the spectrum.
Oh, yeah, he was.
And then when he got his powers, he was off the spectrum.
So this is what...
which I can't believe no one got pissed off at.
Oh, you know why? Because anybody in that community would just been happy enough to be represented.
Everybody was like, you know what, it's fine, we're up there.
No, seriously, like, you know, anybody that's going to be like, oh man, that's so messed up that he was, you know, it's like, whatever. They're like, thank you for having us in a movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And think about it, how many movies do they have people like that that's not a movie about overcoming that?
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? He was just another kid in the movie.
And it's weird that they have the Black Ranger as like another Asian guy.
Yeah.
I didn't get that.
He
should have been a nerdy white kid then, if they were doing role reversals.
Right?
Yeah, if they're flipping it. Like, did they really have to, though? Like, did they really have to make the Black Ranger an Asian guy and the black kid a Blue Ranger?
I guess there was a lot of controversy. Like, a lot of people that were... I mean, I was aware of it when I was a kid.
Yeah, we knew. Obviously. Like, I was 13, 12 years old, and I still was like, oh, the black one's the Black Ranger because he's black, and the yellow one's because she's Asian, and... You know, the pink one is the girl. You know, why didn't anyone get up and pissed off about, oh, there's a pink ranger?
I don't think anybody got pissed off. I think it was right now in this climate, in this everybody gets offended climate.
Yep.
You know.
And the other girl is kind of bi, doesn't really know what she is. Yeah. Or girls.
She's gender fluid.
Yeah, there's gender neutral. That's all it's all gender about now. Fluid. That's the hot word this time.
So what has happened?
Yeah, hey everybody, how is your how's your week been? Phil's been gone. He's been out rocking Atlanta.
Yeah.
Like rocking it. I've seen photos, like packed house rocking it kind of situation.
Yeah, man. The Phantom and the Ilharmonic Orchestra coming.
Guys are doing big things
near you.
Soon we're gonna have to have you satellite in from like Los Angeles, the Academy, well, the Grammys.
The Grammys.
Yeah.
Hashtag Grammys so white.
Hashtag.
We were in Atlanta. We did Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech was dope, man.
How many days were you there for? I forget.
I flew in Friday morning, and then I flew out
Sunday,
Monday evening.
Oh, so you were there. You had a good couple of days there. But were you busy the whole time, or did you have a chance to like go out and explore?
Well, no, the show was Friday.
Oh, and then you
the show was Saturday. Sorry, so we.
Practice.
We weren't even crazy busy on Saturday, and then on Sunday, we got to chill.
Uh-huh.
Monday, my flight was real late, so I got to chill on Monday.
Okay. What did you guys do on Sunday? I've never been to Atlanta.
My niece and my sister live out there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Did you see him?
I got to see my niece.
That's awesome. Did you see your sister?
No, she was working. I mean, but this is the thing about
Atlanta. Hey, I know you're here, but I'm working.
This is the thing about Atlanta. If you're black, you probably got family out there.
I'm sure.
It's crazy, man. Everybody that was in performing with us had family there, or somebody was there for them.
Were these the people from Boston, or are these the people from DC?
Boston and Philly.
Okay.
So we had two violin players, from Boston, and then we had two string players from Philly.
Was it the two girls that
yeah,
I know?
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah, Jordan and Mo.
They're awesome.
Yeah, and then we had a player coming from Kentucky.
Oh,
Kentucky or Tennessee, one of them.
Hey, y'all.
We had a bunch of people.
But like, what did you, besides seeing your niece, what did you do in Atlanta? Like, what's there to do in Atlanta?
Atlanta is home of it's the black strip club mecca. Yeah, man, it's just making the clap. Jeez. I didn't go. I didn't have time for all of that.
Right.
Like, you know, I didn't get swarmed by the swarm of women that was supposed to be swarming me.
What about like food and stuff?
I guess
there's a lot of soul food down there. I'm guessing.
Yeah, soul food is big down there.
Of course.
But like, I didn't really get to take in too much of the city. You know, as much as I had downtime, it was like we had one car.
Right.
It was like Jeff had to take his mom back.
Is his mom live down there too?
She lives in a different part of Georgia, which was like 2 hours away. So they had to go drop her off and come back. So that's 4 hours both ways altogether.
It's always funny when you hear about like these big cities like Atlanta. You forget that they're in Georgia. Like
in Atlanta, it's sprawling. It's not even like, you know, NYC,
where everything's so pushed together.
Yeah, everything's right there. It's like, you know, you can be in Atlanta in the city and have a house. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So, like, what was dope about Atlanta was there's it's dope if you're looking at it from a certain perspective, but there's a lot of regent happening over there.
I was going to say, I know that it's very dominantly black down there, right?
It's predominantly black, but it has been, but, like, recently there's some regentrification going on.
By
white people.
By us?
Yeah.
Or by blacks?
No. It's a lot of like those areas that are like, you look at them and they just look beat, but there's like some dope houses in there.
Right.
Or some houses that look like renovated within the last 2-3 years.
So they're seeing the gentrification thing happen down there too.
Yeah, man.
But like how? Like Starbucks and vegan butcher shops? Or just prettier areas with more graffiti? Like,
Graffiti.
But
huge.
Not the graffiti like that, the graffiti you would be used to, like marketing graffiti.
Well, no. Well, I don't know if it's marketing graffiti, but it's like okay graffiti. It's like this is a, they have like, they have what's called a mini Five Points out there.
Like the brewery?
No, remember Five Points in Queens?
No.
The what should you call it? The graffiti safe space that got.
Oh, yes. Now. Yeah.
They got a mini Five Points down there.
Nice.
And then, where we were staying at the Airbnb, like right down the block, there was a graffiti wall that was up that was like a safe space. Mm-hmm. And then there was a tunnel.
When you say safe space, do you mean safe space for homosexual and trans, or safe space?
Safe space for graffiti.
Graffiti,
like,
okay.
You can actually, like, you could tag this up, you know, with permission.
Oh, that's cool. So you can go in there and you're not going to get arrested if you tag it up. That's cool. Yeah,
that's what Five Points was.
Is there a lot of music down there? Is it like a Black Austin?
Well, see, that's the thing with Austin. Austin's all types of music.
Well, yeah.
But it is definitely a music city, dominated by definitely hip hop.
Right.
Like
World Star.
The trap scene.
World Star.
The trap scene is big out there.
Trap music, like,
yeah, like real trap music, like trap hip house music. Not like that trap shit that
EDM trap music.
Yeah, not
okay,
shit.
Gotcha.
No, real trap music, like people don't understand. People don't know why it's called trap music.
I don't know.
I know you don't know.
Why
so,
is it?
So the name trap music comes from the term trap house. Trap house is a term, you know, specific to that area, which is essentially, you know, a dope house, a crack house.
Gotcha.
You know, or a house where they're cutting bag.
And while they were cutting bags, they were making house music.
Not house music, I mean hip hop. Well, not even that. They were making it while they're cutting and bagging, but like, you know, that's the music that they cut and bag to, I guess.
Gotcha. I mean, I guess it makes you move faster.
I guess. I mean, the music is very, very conducive to the strip club environment.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, I heard a song where the dude was literally just saying, shake that ass while I throw money in the air, or some shit like that.
Perfect.
I was like, this is amazing. Naturally. This is literally strip club music.
So then, like, if I was...
You don't even need an MC at the strip club
first. If I would have went down with you guys, would I have been out of place?
No. As a matter of fact, you would have looked like you belong where we were.
Is it because of the hipster thing?
Absolutely. Oh, there's a big hipster scene out there.
I mean, you just can't get rid of us.
I mean, that's...
Well, how do you look out of place? You said I would look like I was in place because of the hipster thing. How would
because
you
because where at? We were staying, where we were staying was like
the hip area.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. As a matter of fact, there was a restaurant that we went to that was like a, you know, like one thing that you'll notice about like with hipsters,
yeah,
real hipsters, not like you. You're not
a hipster. Appreciate it.
like the hipsters are ballsy when they open up businesses. They'll open up businesses for like very, very specific things. It's like
a toothpick store.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, we're going to open up a restaurant and we're just going to sell waffles.
Right.
You know, that's a hipster thing.
Yes.
And there was stuff like that.
Like I was telling you, you just said you just came from Brooklyn with the girl. You went out to dinner and I asked you, were you near the sushi restaurant that has the ice cream store that me and my lady went to where they make all the ice cream at negative 320 degrees with liquid nitrogen? That's a hipster thing. Like, instead of opening up like a Ben and Jerry's or like a Baskin Robbins, let's open
up. Or Ben and Jerry's or Baskin Robbins adjacent, you know, where it's still mom and pop, but it's like the same style.
No, this place
has to be different.
They make their ice cream with liquid nitrogen, which is
like, it has to be dramatically different.
Yes.
And if it's, and then that's the thing. So, and I was talking about this with my girl. I was like, yo, so when, what you have to look at with hipsters, it's like, you have to already be rich to go into business as a hipster, because you're taking a risk on an idea that's fucking bonkers.
And you also have to be rich because you're opening up a store in Williamsburg.
Oh yeah, we were looking at the prices. It's like $12,000 a month for business space.
Yeah,
that's bananas.
Why do you think that chocolate candy bar is $10 at what's that, Mast Chocolate?
Oh yeah.
We went to yesterday when we were, I had to do a photo shoot, and before we went to that, we went and got food, and I just wanted like a quick chocolate fix, and they had the Mast bars, and I really like the Mast bars. I mean, as hipster as it is to sound, but it's like one of the little ones, like not the full size bar. The little bar is $5. Three bites, it was gone.
Fuck out of here! It's like that donut shop.
What? Which one?
The one that we went to when we were taking pictures and shit. You know, that one time when we were taking pictures, not the other time when we were taking pictures.
Right. Of course. Yeah. That only two times that's ever happened. Where? In Brooklyn?
In Brooklyn.
Was this in Dumbo?
No, this was in Williamsburg.
Pictures? Oh, man, you're going to have to give me a little
this
bit more.
This is when we were taking pictures we went to the Whole Foods that day. We were looking for the 40s and shit.
Yeah, okay. I remember the Whole Foods. I remember the 40s. Trying to remember the donut shop.
We went to that coffee shop. Matter of fact, it was a coffee shop, and they had the small donuts, but the donuts were like $3-4.
I don't remember that part. I know exactly what area.
And then when we showed your girl the picture, she knew exactly what donut it was.
I should call her in here right now.
It doesn't even matter. On that note, what happened this week?
Do you want to start with Black China and Rob Kardashian? Do you want to start with the G20 conference?
Let's talk about
sounds like the next LG phone that's coming out.
G20?
The G20.
That's an old Infinity also.
What was that? Ghost. Or do you want to talk about... what else has happened?
Uncle Trumpito. Oh, sorry. Uncle. Shout out to the Bodega Boys. Uncle Trump.
Yeah.
He was talking
Commander
to
Cheeto.
Commander Cheeto. Hollered at your KGB in large.
That guy. I read a whole article.
Large and in charge.
I read a whole article about their meeting, about the handshakes they had, because like...
he shook his hand like a dozen times.
Yeah, because that's like a tactic. When there's silence, you just shake a hand again. Or if you don't know what to do, you just shake a hand again. Like that's what's going... that, you know, Trump is... he's scared. He's just scared. He doesn't know what to do. And he just...
Sorry.
It's okay. He... kind of froze a little, and Putin won. So, like, basically...
Putin won the stare down.
We're in a Russian country now.
It's crazy, but...
I mean, I live near Astoria. It's basically already a Russian country.
That's true. No, I was thinking about, like... so what happened with that?
I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I'm not following it. I don't know. I have no idea what happened.
I'm tired.
I don't care anymore.
I'm exhausted.
I don't care.
Like, it's just exhausting.
It's like,
you know what frustrates me?
What?
About, aside from a number of things, but what frustrates me about this...
tell him.
About Donald Trump, him as a person, fuck his administration, but, like, and the media... allows him to be as vague as he wants to be. He's a fucking car salesman.
They don't know.
He's a used car salesman.
I saw a photo of Mike Pence putting his hand on a piece of NASA technology that said
don't touch. Yeah. But that type of stuff is like, that's, you know.
Why are they letting him get away with that? If Obama would have done that, they would have crucified him literally and dragged him out on the street. It's horrible.
What bothers me is, like, you know, when people make jokes, that's where that's how we're crucifying the president, because we make jokes about it.
Yeah, we're just joking around with it, but we're not doing anything about it. Let's get our guns and let's. Okay.
Hold on. It's called being a patriot.
Yeah, that's right. It's called being a patriot. Also, I went for 4th of July. I went to Rockaway Beach with a lady, and we were surrounded by Make America Great hats.
Rockaway Beach? Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, it's all cops and firefiters and old, you know, old school, Beach. Like, hey, get the fuck out of here.
What are you doing over here?
Yeah, it was I could tell you this.
Come here.
The sand of the beach was a very white beach, and I wasn't talking about the sand.
No. Dude, Rockaway Beach, my God. And what's scary about Rockaway Beach is on a normal day, there's some color over there.
Yeah.
But 4th of July? Nah. Fourth of July, I was in.
You go to Far Rockaway, it's different.
That's, you know what? You're right. You're right.
But,
Far Rockaway. But I was in, I went to, where'd I go? Yeah. I went to Long Beach. I went to Long Beach.
For fireworks or just for?
No, just to chill.
Okay.
Chill. You saw fireworks?
Did I show you the video with the drone?
You flew your drone?
I flew my drone. I got some high up. Rebel. So this is how, you know you're in like that kind of neighborhood where your certain demographic is protected by everything, is these people were lighting off like not just like firecrackers and sparklers, like Macy Day Parade fireworks from their front yard.
They had mortars.
Yeah, and no one did anything.
Yeah, of course not.
No one.
Dude, the only people that set off fireworks on the 4th of July from their homes are cops and firefighters.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Just like when someone is riding a quad in the neighborhood and it gets confiscated, next person that has it is a cop's kid.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that one, but I guess.
It goes into the impound yard, and then it gets auctioned off.
Well, that, yeah.
And then
I know people that have gotten cars from cop auctions.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I've got rims from cop auctions.
Hey, it's a good place to get stuff. You might find something extra in that glove compartment.
All these rims are heavier than they should be.
But yes, I took video of the drone with the drone of the fireworks. It was sick. Sick. Like this little Spark DJI drone, love that thing. Yeah, I flew it into a building and broke it and then replaced it, but yeah, it's fucking awesome.
So yeah, yes, Blac Chyna.
Oof. What happened with this whole Blac Chyna?
Blac Chyna.
What? I still don't know what she is.
She is a former stripper who out Kardashianed a Kardashian.
She should get a VMA for that.
I don't know how Rob Kardashian didn't see it coming, given who his sisters are.
Yeah, but I've seen pictures of her. I've seen pictures of her. And I've seen pictures of him, and he's a big old fat white guy.
That was all the more reason for me to think, like, well, how did you not see this coming? Like, the only thing that makes Rob Kardashian, is his sisters. That motherfucker's a Herb.
Yeah.
Yo, he is Herb City. I see him, it's like, yo, there's no way there's no way she approached him.
No.
No. You know what I'm saying? He was like, oh, you're Rob. Oh, I know who you are.
And now doesn't she?
And then her eyes lit up with dollar signs.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, I'm pregnant.
She's pregnant? They have a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know anything.
Oh,
I
have no idea. Like, yo, once I heard she was pregnant, I was like, oh, man, she's fucking gaming this motherfucker. Yo.
She's winning.
She finessed the shit out of that motherfucker.
Yeah, I've never heard of this.
Yeah, and so what happened was they broke up, and it turns out she was cheating on him. Ooh, big surprise.
Uh-huh.
She was cheating on him. And
with who?
With some random motherfuckers.
You're a stripper. Like, are you surprised?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and then what kills me is, like, before she was with him, she was dating, like, rappers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She was dating Tyga. And Tyga is the one that's dating another Kardashian. This is how much the family gets around. At that point, there was a point where there were exes of each other dating members of the family.
Wow.
So she was dating Rob, and Tyga was dating one of the younger sisters.
Right.
But before that, they were dating each other.
It sounds very incestual when you get down to
it. All the stuff that goes on, man.
They're not even, like, I've seen the photos of Kim Kardashian. Also, she's real short, so all in my eyes, she's just a short S cookie.
I see the appeal. I get it. I see the appeal. I get it. I understand. And this is if I was speaking 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Now she's like, she's a caricature of herself.
She does look like a human character.
She's a caricature of herself. Yeah, like yeah. What? Like she was just like, I want the biggest everything.
Yeah. Yep. I don't get it. It's disgusting. But anyway, so he sent out photos of her naked.
He leaked. So because they're broken up, and I guess she sent photos to him of her with her man, her new boo. Uh-huh. He was mad, so he started tweeting out photos or Instagramming photos of her naked.
That's revenge porn.
That's revenge porn.
Yeah,
it smells like revenge porn.
Oh, it's 100%.
Yeah,
and that
in their state, revenge porn is illegal.
Yeah, but he probably won't get in trouble for it.
Well, no, he got in trouble within 6 hours. His Instagram page was shut down.
Oh, okay.
And then the reason, one of the caveats is that she liked some of the photos, so that may make it hard for her to
get him,
sue him on the revenge porn thing, because you liked the photos. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. That's just bad news.
How did you not see it coming?
I don't know.
Him. Rob Kardashian.
Of course.
How did he not see this coming?
There's been girls that I've dated that I'm like, well, you know what? This is just for fun, because if it goes any further, I'm going to have to deal with some shit.
Yeah, it's like, you know, how am I going to explain out the rest of this shit that I know is wrong with this shit? You know, that's how I've ended relationships like that. Like, yeah. You know what? The writing's on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is not worth it. You know, one of my last relationships was like that. It was just kind of like, honestly,
you look in the mirror.
It's not worth it.
Or you look at them while they're walking out of your room and you're like,
There's nothing here that's worth it.
This is just a fun thing.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? That's not worth the headache.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I could do better. For the headache, I could do better.
Yeah, I know. And also, she's not really that pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
She kind of looks like...
Well, right now, she looks like every girl, because every girl's trying to look like her.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, you know? Like, she's the standard now. And that's frustrating, fucking Kim Kardashian being the standard.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, you know, I do like butts, so thanks.
So do I, but still,
thanks,
you know.
Thanks for that, Kim.
Thanks for that.
Thanks, Kim.
Thanks for that. Thanks for making big asses popular.
Yeah, for semi-white chicks. Because I don't know if Kim Kardashian is fully white. I don't know what she is. She's Argentinian.
No, she is Armenian.
Oh, okay.
She's Armenian.
Which I didn't know a quality of Armenian women was big ass booties.
Yeah. They're hippie. They're hips.
Very hippie.
Like Greek women, kind of.
Yes, I have dated Greek women big and hips. They are very big hipped.
Yeah, big hips, dark eyebrows, dark hair.
Yeah, that shows up everywhere. Even when you try to shave it away.
You're like almost Greek. Relax.
No, I'm not.
You're like almost.
How am I almost Greek? Because I'm Italian.
You're Sicilian.
So I'm Yugoslavian.
So it's like you're almost Greek.
I'm Irish.
So that means you're almost English.
Yeah,
you're almost British.
So then what? I'm Yugoslavian. What is that? I'm Croatian.
No, that means you're KGB.
No. I'm Serbian.
You're Serbian?
I'm Serbian.
Oh, so you like the cold?
I don't mind it.
Ah, see, there you go. The sprinkle of everything.
No, I think Serbia, Croatia area, is that Russia?
It's the part of the former Soviet Union.
It comes from my mom's side. My uncle, to the day he died, sounded like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's awesome.
And he lived here for like 40 years.
That doesn't matter.
Ryan, how are you, Ryan?
One of the things you're going to learn is that the amount of time somebody's been here is not going to affect the accent. It's how much they want to get rid of it.
Oh, no, he kept it, and it was great. He sounded just like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Helen, where are my keys? Helen, get my goddamn keys. It's great. It's like your own personal moral. I miss him, though. Great guy.
So what else is new, man?
It's hot.
It's hot. It's very hot here. This past 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Seems like it was
a breeze.
So much
now
longer.
We have to fill up another 15. It's so hot. It has been hot, but it's been cooling off. It's the summer. That's what happens. It's New York City. It smells a little.
Yeah.
Definitely smells a little.
It smells a little. Yeah. Start getting that piss smell.
Yeah, you start getting that fresh garbage water smell.
Oh man! So yeah. I've been going to the
Billy Berg,
the Department of Sanitation.
Why?
These past few days, so I've been cleaning up at my house.
Uh-huh.
So I've been doing some spring cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a couple of months late, but I've been cleaning out the garage. So my dad is a closet hoarder.
I thought you were going to say a closet whore.
No, my father is a closet hoarder.
Okay.
So like he. Yeah, I guess it's third. I blame it on him being from, you know, third world country. But
right.
Like, there's like a shit ton of stuff. My father's the type of dude that, like, you know, if you're driving in the neighborhood and then there's like a bike sprawled on someone's curb to be picked up by the garbage man. He's like,
Phil, happy birthday, Phil.
Phil, go get that. I'm like, I'm not getting that. I may know people around here. No, go get that. That's good. It's a good bike. How do you know it's a good bike? It's a good bike. Somebody could use that.
The frame is not bent. That's all that matters.
Yep. That's his attitude. Could use that.
I just watched a Family Guy episode, and they were up in Cleveland's attic, and they were like, Cleveland, you're a hoarder. And he's like, no, I'm not. And Peter brings over a box of ties. He's like, man, those ain't ties. I keep those in the back of my car just in case I need to keep the truck closed. And then he finds a he's like, do you really need this computer monitor? He's like, damn, that's a good sitting chair. Yeah. So everything he thinks that they can throw away, they find some use for it.
Yeah. Exactly. That's how my pops is. My pops, he does that with everything because he's always, when I was a kid, he was always sending shit down to Haiti. So, like, I mean, up until recently, I think there was a truck that left my driveway about 2 months ago.
A truck?
Yeah, a box fish truck.
Where?
It was in my driveway.
I never saw it.
No, it was there for like 2-3 days.
Oh, okay.
And then they filled it up and sent it down. Oh. Him and his cronies.
How do you get to Haiti with a box truck?
So there are shipping containers.
True.
And ships that... How the fuck do you think they get cars to other countries, bro?
They obviously drive them under the water.
Oh, okay.
There's a tunnel under the water next to the internet.
And they get to the dealership with 0 miles.
Next to the internet.
Next to the internet.
Yeah.
Ah.
The internet wire that runs on...
teleport them.
Do you ever think of that? There's a wire that's at the bottom of the ocean that connects to the internet.
Yeah, I actually always used to think that.
Like, why? Why? Like, it's 2017. Why do we have a wire for the internet in the ocean?
I don't think that's a real thing, right?
No, it is. It is. I've watched.
You've watched what?
It. I've watched documentaries on them repairing it and putting it down and stuff. It's a huge, thick-ass fucking, like...
Oh, trunk line? It's a trunk line.
I don't know.
That's what it's called, trunk line.
Oh, it's and inside is a tiny little copper wire that transmit internet from the United States to England.
Really?
Yeah, dude, I'm 100% serious.
Full of shit.
No, when we're done with this, look it up on YouTube.
No. There's no fucking way.
I'm telling you.
There's a wire.
There's a wire that connects the world's internet to each other.
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Stop.
And I also read that the internet is controlled by 7 men that have 7 separate keys that meet together and change IP addresses around.
What?
I'm telling you, there's some old school technology for this stuff. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yep.
Mm-mm.
Yep.
No.
Yes.
No, sir. That is bullshit. There's no way there's a trunk line going from from the U.S. to Europe.
I'm dead ass, dude. 100%.
One trunk line.
Maybe there could be a couple, but it's a specialized line for internet from America.
And it's like, not fiber optic. It's copper.
It's a copper wire.
They're running copper from the U.S.
Yeah.
Bullshit. The bandwidth alone for an entire country is on one wire.
No, it's just to connect. The internet is still connected. Like, it's not all Wi-Fi everywhere. It's still connected by wires. I know
it's not all Wi-Fi everywhere, but it's like they don't use satellites for that. They don't.
No, dude. They don't use satellites for that. It's easier to do a cable. Sharks have bitten it. Sometimes it goes out.
So the entire country loses internet.
This is how we get our Time Warner cable.
No, like the way it sounds.
No Time Warner anymore. It's Spectrum.
The way it sounds to me is like there is a wire that comes from the U.S. It's underwater and it runs all the way to Europe. Correct.
Correct.
But when it gets to Europe, they have a giant router.
No, they have a giant, like, it goes into...
They have a giant switch?
It goes into, like, a box area where it splits out to the rest of the country.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah. So if it goes out, that means it goes out for the entire country.
I mean, do you know how the internet works? It's not just based in one place in, like, the mountains of Colorado.
I understand that.
Everybody is a part of the internet.
I get that. That's why it's called the net. But yeah. But there's not a wire running from...
I'm telling you, man.
There's no fucking way.
Next podcast.
No fucking way.
Which will be number 20 that we'll be doing with some special guests.
Philip, your homeboy does not want to believe that.
No, I'm going to ask you about it. I'm going to set a reminder.
You going to give me homework?
Yeah, I want you to research this because this shit is real, dude.
There's no fucking way. No.
I would not lie to you about this. I'm sweaty. Yo. I'm uncomfortable. I'm being honest.
Dude, I don't... Oh.
I kind of want you to just look this up on your computer right now. But then we'll interrupt the recording of this. I'm telling you, when you're done with this, the first thing we do once we step out there is I want you to look this up.
Oh, first thing we're going to do is drink a tall glass of ice water.
I can get you that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you need to fix this fucking AC, bro. It's fucking hot.
It's hot in here. I know that. I mean, don't worry. Next week we're gonna have some special guests, and we're gonna be actually doing it in a special place.
Oh yes, our fake sponsor is gonna be providing us with the awesome accommodation.
Yeah, we're gonna do it from where I work. I won't say it yet, but we'll keep a little mystery and stuff. But we're gonna do. A pretty big podcast next week with some special guests.
Yeah, we've been promising big podcasts for a while.
We're going to do that.
So I'm skeptical on this one.
Eliza Design is the name of the company that we're going to have on. It's Eliza and her friend. They do, like, really awesome crafts. And they actually did a really awesome craft for us. And we're going to have them on. We're going to do it Facebook Live at a special location.
There's going to be confetti.
Yeah, I could bring confetti as long as we sweep it up. But it's going to be a good one. But I think Phil needs to get some water.
It's just too hot.
It is too hot
for us to think about stuff. Our list of topics is just not compelling.
So as Phil is slowly fading, I think we're gonna wrap it up here for your week, folks. And
So you can look us up at @hipster_homeboy at
Instagram,
@hipster_homeboy at
Twitter,
@hipster_and_homeboy at
Facebook,
@hipster_and_homeboy at
gmail.com.
And then you can find me at philipcharlesproductions.com, and you can find Ryan at
ryanjleone.com.
And until next week's
big old podcast,
towels up,
because
it's fucking hot.
That's right.
Peace. Later.